the city officials, and everybody's just opened their arms, and it's been great. And I love his park. His park is beautiful.
Yeah.
It's funny, I'd always heard about Magic Springs, because you're in the business, you know about all the parks.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I just never visited this park.
And huh.
When I came and saw it, I said, gosh, I just couldn't believe the natural beauty.
Yeah.
The trees, the
rolling hills. I'll tell you right now, from a marketing standpoint, I think it's been underrated as kind of a kiddie park, like that. You got the little spinning
basic
cups
stuff,
the world. There's a couple of these monsters I climbed on this morning. They are attention getters, and I've been to Sandusky, I've been to Hershey Park, I've been to Atlantic City.
Yeah, Tommy, name dropping the big parks.
Oh, throwing out the big park. I've been to Dorney Park, I've been to all of them. And they're not on that level, but they're just below it.
Quality
rides. I think they're well-kept secret in Arkansas, because it was always, man, if you want to ride a roller coaster, you got to go to Dallas.
Yeah,
so you got to go to
Sandusky. Not true.
Well, the water park has made a tremendous...
Yeah, water park's great, too.
Well, I got to ask you, I mean, when you're traveling around all that, I'm interested. Number one, what did you hear about Magic Springs?
Well, you know, before I came, I heard that, and I sort of had the same impression. It's a little bit of a smaller park. And more so for, younger kids and families. But that's just not true.
No.
We've got something for everybody. And I'll tell you, the wonderful thing right now, you mentioned the water park, is with this heat being 105 degrees,
no brainer.
The water park is the place to be. So people need to come out, go to the water park, and chill
out.
Get
a seat and get there. Yeah, and as far as being here, have you seen some things where you want to expand and do some other things?
Yeah,
are you allowed to do that?
Yeah.
You got
room? We are. Yeah, actually, we're looking at next year. There's nothing definite yet, but we have some ideas. And actually, we feel like we need to expand the water park, because that's where the majority of people spend their time.
Sure,
summer.
I love Arkansas, guys, but it's hot.
Yes, it
I
is.
I mean, I lived in Orlando and Tampa, and I'm telling you, it's just as hot here. And
it's not dry.
It is really,
rarely do you hear Arkansas referred to as a hot, dry heat, but we have it now.
Yeah.
Visiting with Steve Honeycutt, who's the GM here at Magic Springs. And one of the things, of course, we're big fans of hot springs. The history of it, the beauty of it. I mean, this was the Vegas before there was
Vegas track.
And the other thing, too, we were up here on the X Factor. I didn't realize how beautiful the surrounding area. I mean, this thing is set in just a beautiful surrounding.
Yeah, you get to see it for about a tenth of a second.
Yeah, you better not blink, right?
Yeah. Hurry, take the picture now.
But just beautiful over here.
No,
just
that's true. My granddaughter was visiting in town a couple of days ago, and she's 8 years old, and came out, and we had to ride all the rides. And we were out here for over 5 hours. But anyway, we rode the Twister, and when you get to the top of the lift and look out and see those hills, it's
That's the Arkansas Twister. That's a wooden roller.
Probably the best view of the whole thing, of all the hot springs.
I think that's my favorite ride, too, because it's not too intense. That one over there is for 1920. Well, you got RJ, who is a grown man and will not ride some of the rides, but I'll say this for the Cranford kids. They rode every ride with me this morning.
That's right. That's right.
We kill them, right? Right, kids? Well, y'all ready to go again?
Steve, I guess with your kids and grandkids now, I mean, you had to be one of the best, most popular people in the neighborhood with all the kids in.
You better believe it. I was. And I tell you, when I worked for Bush, I was really popular because we got two cases of beer free. Everybody in the neighborhood liked it.
There you go. Absolutely.
So we don't even need to go to park.
Send the kids.
Who were you with? Who were you with in Orlando? Were you with Universal or Disney?
Actually, when I was in Orlando, I was general manager at Dolly Parton's Dixie Stampede.
Wow. Quite the background.
Yeah, that was.
What is that? What happens there?
Well, it's a dinner theater, and you feed about 1,100 people and put on a great show. It's really
you
a good
have a
show.
Dolly imitator, or what do you do?
No, it's the North versus the South, and it's horses and people singing and all that kind of thing. They have one in Pigeon Forge. Actually, that's where it got started. They got one in Branson, Missouri.
I just saw something about her in the paper.
How long are we gonna have you here, you think, here at Magic Springs? Do you usually like go in for 3 or 4 years? And, like,
what's your tenure?
Yeah.
Well,
what do you think?
Well, I hope not. I'm sort of getting a little old, too, and just jumping around.
Your wife probably is ready for you to just stay in one place for a while.
He wants to win a couple more Super Bowls, and that's what
that's right. A couple more Super Bowls, no matter.
Yeah, that's it. But we got to take a break. We're up against it. We'll be back in a moment. I've heard the music a couple of times, I think.
I can't hear it.
See that man, girl, man right there? Won't ride the rides.
You sticking around?
Yeah, I'll be around.
Thanks, Steve.
I'm here all day. You know?
Thanks, Steve. Steve Honeycutt.
Thank you, guys.
They got a special deal we'll talk about in a minute, and I'm glad that we were able to get on during drive time. My wife heard us. she's driving down the road going, "You're an idiot. You're an absolute idiot." We'll be back in a moment.
There's a place called Kokomo. The That's where you wanna go to get away from.